Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of the Mitchell Hour podcast. For those of you that have watched my videos that I've been putting up, my podcast partner, Corey Coleman, he was battling cancer. And he recently passed away. He passed away on June 24th. It's like a Saturday night at about 7 p.m. You know, it's crazy. Cancer has taken a lot of people away from me. You know, it took my dad away, and most recently it has taken my best friend. I want to tell y'all a little bit about my friend Corey. I know a lot of people, a lot of men say that's my nigga. Everybody says that's big bro. That's bro, that's little bro. But I want to tell y'all about this man named Corey Coleman. He was the godfather of all my children. He was the type of friend that whenever something was going on with me, family-wise, like friendship, work, I could call him and he would just let me vent, or he could call me and I would just let him vent. We were there for each other during some really crazy times in our lives. I met him about 18, 19 years ago. And it was like just instant, like we was cool with each other. You know what I'm saying? He was a funny dude. He was the type of dude where you could, hey, could you pick my girl, my wife up from work? And you wouldn't even have to worry about anything. That's how much you trusted him. Hey, my wife is at work. I'm at work. Could you go pick up my son from school? Like, he was just that type of dude. You know what I'm saying? Down and out some years ago. You know what I'm saying? Bought my family groceries. You know what I'm saying? Like, he was just that dude that was just an all-around great individual. Now, all friendships got their up and downs and stuff like that, but I can actually say we have never had a time to where there was any type of beef or nothing like that. Like, we had, I think, our whole friendship, probably like one disagreement that was involving somebody else that was just talking about stuff that they didn't know anything about. But we hashed it out like men, and then after that, we was cool. You know what I'm saying? He was just an all-around good guy, man. Like, whenever you was feeling down, like, you could call him, and then he would just have you cracking up. You know what I'm saying? Showed up to family events. He showed up to my grandmother's birthday party. He showed up to my kids' birthday parties. Showed up to birthday parties that, you know, that I've had for myself. Whenever something crazy was going on in my life, he'd be like, hold on, Jay. Just stand by. And then I heard a knock at my door. And this man standing at my door with, you know, a six pack. And we would just sit and just talk for hours about life. Times that we recorded the pod, we would just be recording for hours. And then stop recording and then still be talking. Like, I have so much footage us that it's ridiculous. He was a good friend, man. A good friend. And honestly, man, I've never had a friend like him before. I've had people that I've known longer than him that didn't even equal up to the friendship or the man that he was. You know what I'm saying? He was a good friend. First of all, he was a good father, man. He loved his kids. His kids loved him. You know, his daughter just recently had a child. So, shouts out to his family, man. You know, Princess Erin. You know, Adrian, Felicia, Star. You know, Shirley. And that's the thing about him, man. Like, even though, you know, he recently got a divorce some years ago, him and his ex-wife, they stayed in contact to each other. They were still good friends. You know, his stepdaughters, they still had a great relationship. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, of course, Adrian and Erin, like, you know, they were his life. And just recently, he would be traveling a lot, with his girlfriend Shirley. And I would joke with her a lot, and I said, you know, I didn't even know Corey had that many teeth in his mouth, man. I've never seen him smile the way that he would smile when he was with her, when he was overseas and at these different places, walking around with his shirt off, you know, dancing, just having a great time. Yeah, man. I'm telling you, man, if I was blessed to have him in my life, man, he was a great guy, a great guy. And anybody that knew Corey would say the same thing. He was just an all-around good guy. When I was younger and immature, I would think that, like, yeah, you don't tell another man that you love him unless it's like your family members or something like that. But then, you know, you get old and you realize that anybody that's in your life could be gone one day. When my friend was going through his shit, like with cancer and everything, I like, damn, my nigga, like, I got you. Whatever you need, man, I got you. And I love you, my nigga. I love you too, bro. You know what I'm saying? It was like, we need to normalize that. You can't tell your friend, your male friend, that you love them when they're alive. But when they're gone, yeah, I love my nigga, man. That was my nigga. I love you when they in a casket. But when they standing right in front of you and you dap them up, you can't say, yo, I love you, my nigga. There's nothing feminine about that shit. There's nothing soft about that shit. You just saying that you love your nigga. You love your big bro, your little bro that's been there for you. You've been there for him. You know what I'm saying? And I'm happy to say that when Corey was in the hospital, and I found out he was in the hospital the first time out in Woodbridge, I was able to go out there and see him. And say, yo, my nigga, I love you, man. You know, and dap him up. Even, you know, the crazy thing is, man, like, even when he was kind of weak, lungs filling up with fluid and all that, like, he would still be laying there just having you cracking up where he didn't even have that much strength. He didn't even have that much strength, but he would still text me and call me and make sure I was good. When this man was laid up in the hospital, all these medications being pumped into him, but he was making sure I was good. I'm telling you, man, Corey Coleman, you're going to be missed, man. My kids are sad. My wife is sad. You know what I'm saying? I got people from my church texting me and I had you in the prayer list. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're going to live forever, man. I'm going to make sure that I say your name every day, man, because there's not too many people that were like Corey Coleman. And I mean that. Most people just say things because they think it's the right thing to say. But I can honestly say that he was one of a kind. Born December 14th, 1968, and transitioned on June 24th, 2023. Corey Coleman, man. This one hurt. This one really hurt. I got your back. Love you. Rest in peace.